3, 5, 7, 9, 11
was an inside job.
All right, guys, welcome to the Contradictory Conspiracies Podcast. I'm Tristan.
I'm Gavin.
I'm Cannon.
And I'm Calvin.
We're just going to talk about random conspiracies. Today, we're talking about the JFK assassination.
I think there was more than one shooter. That's what I think.
I don't know much about this topic, though.
Okay. Basically, JFK got assassinated, and the FBI did an investigation like one day later, and then came up with the conclusion that there was only one shooter. But like the autopsy reports of JFK's body, like don't line up with that.
Fired multiple bullets.
They found 3 bullet casings, so they said there were 3 bullets fired, but one of the bullets missed, and they said
How did they know a bullet missed?
Because it didn't hit the car. There wasn't any damage.
Was there a mark on the ground?
Yes. So they know one bullet missed, and they say that one bullet made 7 wounds, bro. One bullet.
7?
It went into JFK's back, came out his chest, hit the governor of Texas in the back, came out of his chest, then hit him in the wrist, and then it bounced off his wrist and hit him in the thigh.
Bounced off of his wrist and hit him in the thigh?
Yeah. That's what they say the second bullet did. I don't think that makes sense.
Okay, well, why would they make such an outrageous claim, though?
I think they're trying to hide something, bro.
Hide like, why? Okay, if there were more shooters, though, why would they try to hide it?
What if the government killed them?
The government killed them? What's his face? Who'd they pin for the shooting?
Lee Harvey Oswald? Lee Harvey Oswald. But I think he was the shooter, though. But I think there was more than one.
What do you think, the CIA hired?
So the context of this was JFK fired a bunch of people in the CIA and the FBI when he came into office. So they were not happy with JFK. So if they assassinated him, they would have a good
reason. So you think the CIA was unhappy about losing a bunch of people, so they wanted him killed. They hired Lee Harvey Oswald. Why would they even hire multiple shooters? Why don't they just hire one and have him get the job done?
The reason why they did that was because the reload time on the gun was too long to make all 3 shots like with one shooter.
Okay, but what gun were they using?
It was like, I don't know the type of gun, but it was like a long range rifle that had the power to shoot through all 7 wounds, and it had a reload time of like 0.8 seconds, and it took like all 3 shots within like
2 seconds.
Yeah, 3 seconds.
So they had plenty of time. What do you mean?
They did not.
This is not 0.8 seconds. Is not too long to reload.
This is,
if it's a bolt action, go.
I just don't understand why the FBI did an investigation and didn't fully investigate.
They do that all the time.
If they shouldn't,
but they just
and
do
this
that
is the this is the
like
assassination
after George
of a
Floyd
president.
Was killed, they waited like 2 years to release his full autopsy.
Yeah, but this is the assassination of a president, bro.
Yeah, but George Floyd was a huge deal.
Bro.
They said that he was like choked to death and like on the autopsy. They didn't release the autopsy reports like 2-3 years later. And
yeah, because
that
it would have destroyed the whole claim. He overdosed on like 3 different types of drugs and then died.
Okay, yeah. So they withhold information all the time. Yeah.
Especially if it's a president.
But they shouldn't.
Like, the amount of importance.
Yeah, especially if it's a president. I feel like it makes more sense that they withhold more.
Yeah, but why?
Because they held a lot of more power.
I mean, they could withhold it for like privacy reasons.
Yeah.
Or they could withhold it because, you know, something actually happened. Because
doesn't the family have a say in whether the autopsy is released?
What's it? Jackie Kennedy? What was she?
She was in the car with him.
She was in the car with him?
But she wasn't injured, though.
Yeah.
And the governor of Texas's wife was also in the car.
How crowded was the area?
Did the governor of Texas die?
So Cannon thinks that the CIA killed JFK.
I think.
Right? That's what you think?
Yeah.
CIA over Cuba.
I definitely think both options over the him and his friends or whatever.
Yeah, like if you had a friend who shot with him. But that's the FBI said that it was one guy, though. So they were lying.
Well, yeah.
I definitely think the FBI was lying. There's got to be more.
Yeah.
I mean, they've lied about stuff all the time.
Yeah. I just don't want, like, I see why they might lie about it at the time, but why lie about it now? Why still withhold information?
I mean, once again, it's probably not in their mind. I feel like if it got brought up, they might tell the truth unless they did hire the assassination. I think if it was Cuba, though, or him and his friends, then they would bring up the information.
Well, it was obviously on their mind because they released new stuff, but they still didn't release everything.
How long ago did they release the new stuff?
I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago. Maybe even a year ago. I don't even know. But it was recent. And they released like phone calls between the director of the FBI and the president. I think the president was Hoover at the time, or maybe that was the FBI director.
Was it a big deal? Like, did the public?
Yeah, I think people talked about it, but they still didn't. They still didn't release everything. So I don't know. Like, I wish they would just release everything so we could get a definitive answer.
I mean, like,
yeah,
if they have the power to assassinate a president, they could just do it again. Why would they?
Yeah, which doesn't make it right.
Okay,
but they do.
Okay, but they have like. They've been trying to assassinate Trump for the past. I'm not saying it's CIA or anything, but like, there's plenty of assassination attempts. Yeah, I mean, they try to kill him again today.
And then, like, with the first one, like, the people that were guarding Trump and, like, you know,
bro, that's
the sniper out.
They did take the sniper out and they did guard Trump. What do you mean?
But like,
yeah, they didn't do it well though.
It was.
They did it just fine enough. There was nothing they could do about the first shot.
Have you seen the videos of people telling the police that there was a guy on the roof? Like way before he got shot,
the policeman saw him.
Yeah. The policeman went
up on the roof.
He climbed the ladder with him, dude.
No. The police officer climbed the ladder, saw the rifleman. He turned and pointed the gun at the cop, and so he climbed down the ladder. And he can't contact the CIA directly because of like the way they got it set up. So he had to contact another officer there. He had to because so only the chief of the police has the authority to contact the CIA. So this guy was like a trooper or whatever. So he had to contact his chief, who then had to contact the CIA. So it took a while for the information to get across, and that's why he had the time to
shoot a few shots. Understand why they wouldn't have people on the roof of the building in the first place.
Well, they do. There was supposedly a dude on the water tower, but a CIA agent on the water tower.
Supposedly. Yeah.
They had
people patrolling. That officer was literally patrolling.
How the heck did he get a shot off?
Because I literally just told you the officer was too scared to because he climbed the ladder and he swung his rifle and pointed it at the officer. And so the officer climbed on the ladder and he got the shot off because he couldn't communicate with the CIA directly.
I feel like if they knew that, they obviously knew that he wouldn't be able to contact them directly. So it would take a minute for the information to get there. Why would they not have their own secret service agent with the police? Why would they not just do a better job? I don't understand.
that's true.
And the people who ran up to Trump obviously put their life in danger, but like, bro.
But like, how much time had passed? Like, that police officer went up on the roof, and how much time had passed before he got off the shot?
It was a few minutes.
Certainly enough time.
No, he got the shot off almost. So he swung at the officer climbed down and he swung around and pointed the rifle and he got in it. I think like within 30 seconds of seeing the officer, he got the shot off.
But didn't they have the sniper that the Secret Service had pointed at for a minute?
The Secret Service shot the guy with the sniper. He sniped him down.
Yeah.
Almost immediately after he got the shot.
Yeah, he shot like once or twice, and then the officer or the CIA agent sniped him down. Yeah.
You know, the only reason that they caught the guy with the second assassination attempt is because somebody saw a guy run out of the bushes, hop in a car, and decided to take a photo of the license plate.
Just because.
On a whim, bro. Just said randomly, this guy just hopped out of the bushes and hopped in a car. I'm going to take a picture of the license plate. And that's how they found the guy. And that was the only reason that they found the guy.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's like, bro, I'd feel like a superhero if I did that.
I would.
So did you know it was his dad's gun? But previously, he went to this gun camp or this like gun.
Who?
The shooter.
Second one or first one?
What do you mean, the second or first?
The one that shot Trump.
Okay.
Yeah, he went to this like training camp, or I don't know if it was a training camp or if it was just a shooting range, but him and his dad had like a membership there and he went there pretty often.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a far shot. It was an easy shot.
I think it was like, for what he had, I think it was like 150 yards.
Yeah, that's not hard at all. That's really going to get like,
he had a nice rifle.
Wasn't it like the only reason?
It was his dad's rifle.
Wasn't the only reason he like Trump survived just because he like moved his
yeah
side
yeah
of his he moved face, his like, head a quarter
he
of
pulled
an
up
inch.
A chart about immigration,
bro. That officer
and turned his head to look at it. And
oh,
that's how.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I was thinking the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he pulled up a chart about immigration, turned his head to the right to look at it.
Yeah, the shooter had like a dead on shot too. It was like very impressive. Like it was a perfect shot, but Trump turned his head at the last second and only got him in the air.
She's like, that's also crazy. How did the Secret Service overlook a spot that would give him a direct line of sight to Trump's head?
Wasn't the reason they didn't have someone up there was because like the slope was too dangerous or something?
I remember hearing something.
Yeah,
about
the Secret Service, the lady that was in charge of the Secret Service, I think she recently resigned.
She resigned a couple of days after. It wasn't much.
Yeah, because she was like, oh no, I failed my job.
Yeah,
yeah, she resigned,
she
but
said
she said
she wasn't actually. She said she wasn't going to, and then she did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she got pressured into it. Yeah. Like you have to resign.
Yeah, after that you have to. Yeah.
Yeah, but she said the roof was slanted, so they didn't want a guy there, so he wouldn't get hurt. Which, like, I don't understand, because if you have people there that are ready to put their life on the line to stand in front of Trump,
why do they worry about a sloped roof?
Like, yeah. What? Like, you're the Secret Service, bro. If you're not ready to stand on a sloped roof, then like, what are you doing?
They're worried about getting sued.
Yeah,
as like if they don't already have millions of dollars.
I'm wearing the shirt from the assassination attempt right now.
I see that.
Beautiful shirt.
He's got his fist
in
the air.
You can't kill freedom.
We're going to take a quick break from our podcast to thank all of our sponsors. Our first sponsor is going to be AirPro Heating and Cooling.
Servicing Inola and surrounding areas since 2017.
We also have Barefoot Garage.
Barefoot Garage runs an honest and reliable mechanic shop in Inola. Please call 918-202-4252 to schedule an appointment.
Broadway Boutique.
Open 6 days a week, shop small, and shop local.
The Porch.
Services in the Fine Arts Building Sunday, 8:30 and 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday nights at 6:30 at the Roundup Club. Love God and love people.
Performance Physical Therapy.
Performance Physical Therapy specializes in hands-on physical therapy tailored to athletes and active individuals. Their expert team combines personalized care with advanced sports rehab techniques to get you back in the game faster. Whether you are recovering from an injury or just enhancing your performance, they are here to help you move better, stronger, and faster, and also be more pain-free.
Inola Funeral Home,
your hometown funeral service.
Speedy's.
Join Speedy's fast reward program so you can feed your hunger and satisfy your thirst while saving money. Open 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. Stop in.
So do you guys have like any evidence on the third shooting?
Didn't happen like today though.
I don't think that's a real
thing. I looked it up and what I saw, the FBI was investigating a potential assassination attempt at the Emmys.
There hasn't been another assassination attempt. There's only been two.
No, it was a supposed attempt.
No, there was not. I just looked, bro. There's nothing about it. They're investigating the second one right now, and that's it.
No, there's a third
one. And they arrested the guy who did it. That's what I'm seeing on the news today. I don't see anything about a third one.
NBC News, FBI investigates suspect in apparent Trump assassination attempt and historic Emmy night.
Is it the guy from the second one or the third one? Wait, is there a third one?
What I'm understanding is this is a supposed third one.
At the Emmys?
At the Emmys.
Okay, as of today.
Yeah.
Maybe today or yesterday, Emmy night for Shogun Morning Rundown.
Is that last night?
This post was posted 2 days ago.
So it did not happen today.
Okay, yes, it didn't happen today.
So there's only been two attempts.
Two known attempts where there was a gun shown.
Yeah, two successful.
No, the second one was second not one. Successful. He didn't even get a shot off.
I know, but like trying.
He tried to.
The other one's just suspected.
This one might have been a gun was found, brought into the.
Yeah,
but that's like.
So I wouldn't even. That's just like. That's not an attempt.
A failed attempt.
I don't know. What would you call that? Because the first two are like successful attempts because they did attempt. That's
well, how do you know?
He didn't even get to attempt.
How do you know his motive, though? If he brought a gun in, how do you know
that's
he's trying to kill
that's
Trump?
That's why it's a maybe an attempt. That's why they're investigating it.
Okay, so maybe a third attempt.
Yeah, maybe Trump's a third attempt.
Okay.
So because it was just those three people and there's no reason the government would withhold information or say there's only one shooter.
Yeah. If it was just three people in their own faction, the US government would have zero reason to be like, oh, we're going to withhold information about this for 16 years.
Exactly.
That just doesn't make sense.
I mean, technology wasn't super advanced. I mean, it was pretty advanced in 64 or 63, but I mean,
yeah.
I believe there also could be a chance that the autopsies are wrong.
That's also probably true. I don't know how advanced autopsies were back then.
Yeah, neither do I.
I have no idea. But I also don't think they should have just thrown out that evidence.
I agree.
And just cherry picked.
At least take it into consideration.
Yeah, at least take it into consideration. Definitely.
Have you guys heard about how they made a simulator of like the JFK shooting and no one's been able to recreate the shot?
Really?
Yeah. So they have you positioned up in the same building and they're driving the same route at the same speed and no one has been able to recreate all three shots.
See, that's the thing.
That's impressive.
Because if so many people have tried that, I don't know how many people have tried that and nobody's been able to do it either. Lee Harvey Oswald got insanely lucky with his second shot that hit what it did made seven
injuries.
Seven injuries to two people.
Then again, it's like, I feel like repeating, like, is anyone like able to still hit the target? Like, are they missing the target completely?
Well, like, they're not able to hit all three shots like in close proximity.
Yeah.
In
well, it's going to be hard to perfectly recreate any shot.
You know what I don't understand?
I mean, like, if you're hunting and you shoot a deer, right? You go back in time, it's going to be nearly impossible to hit the exact same spot again. But you can still hit the deer.
There's people that have tried like thousands and like tens of thousands of times.
I know, but to make the exact same shot is so difficult.
See, that's the thing. It is so insanely lucky and outlandish of a shot to make seven injuries with one bullet.
On top of being able to, you know, shoot all three and make it right, the way the bullet is like formed, you know, you said it wasn't, it was too pristine. Whenever it went through like the third or fourth like layer, it like went sideways and like had a way larger bullet exit wound.
Third or fourth layer.
But
of, like,
would it still have enough velocity to go through? Because then it doesn't have a point. It's going against a blunt.
Yeah,
face.
Yeah.
But like,
because that's hard to. You have to have so much momentum to be able to penetrate something with a broad face without no point.
Which is, and it still went through like two or more surfaces.
Right.
Yeah. Seven wounds from one bullet is pretty crazy. Like, to be able to pull that off is insane. He had to be so lucky.
Yeah, like, it's not just that though. There's so many things surrounding his death that just don't add up. That it's like, how are you supposed to tell what's real and what's not?
Yeah.
And why is the FBI withholding information and CIA and stuff like that? Just like all that stuff. They just release information, there wouldn't be a conspiracy right now.
Yeah, so many questions left unanswered.
That's all the time we have today for the Contradictory Conspiracies podcast. We'll see you next week.
We're going to take another break here for another ad read. Our first one's going to be Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance.
Please call Christy Yoder for any of your insurance needs. Life, annuity, commercial, home, and auto.
Grams.
Burgers and chicken. Because no great story started with a salad. Chicken dinner is a winner.
Enola Drug.
Your hometown pharmacy.
Jumpstart Learning Center.
Where playtime equals learning time.
Da Vinci's.
Authentic Italian food.
Unrow Meat Processing.
Experience meat like never before.
Sportsman's Meat Block.
Quality over quantity.
And Tommy Dyer Real Estate.
47 years of service. Please call 918-543-8822.